You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guests today are City Manager Rory Watt and Mayor Beth Weldon here for our regular, maybe I'll say daily update on COVID-19 as it relates to CBJ operations and daily life. Mr. Watt, Mayor Weldon, thank you again so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us today.
Yeah, of course. I'd like to point out that you are both attempting to practice social distancing as recommended, even on this conference call. Where are each of you right now?
We're in separate rooms looking out a window at each other.
Thank you for setting a good example for the rest of us.
Well, that's very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll jump right into the questions. There's a lot happening. Probably things have happened since I got into the studio at 3 o'clock. But first of all, I just wanted to ask if either of you know, did the community observe your recommendations to scale back St. Patrick's Day celebrations last night?
Yes, they seem to have done that very well. We have heard no indication right now that they have not. And as we know, the governor's mandate takes effect at 5 o'clock, so that will force people to even adhere to the social distancing more. So, and if we don't know about the governor's mandate, any food and drink establishments are closed for dine-in services. One thing that we're trying to do is find out which restaurants are serving takeout or delivery, and that we'll get up on our website as soon as we can. And United Way has also said, put it up on our website. So as soon as we can get that up on our website, we will do that so people can still help those restaurants out.
That's great that takeout service is still offered. And that includes drinking in bars, hanging out in the breweries, the distilleries as well?
I don't think the bars can do much, unfortunately, because they can't serve bars liquor outside the bars. And at this time, I have to say that we're unclear about the breweries or distilleries, but they do, like the distillery serves their product into stores, so you can buy their product there. The breweries, we're still waiting to clarify that with the governor right now.
Got it. Anything to add, Rory?
Nothing on the bars, but I want to draw everybody to the two health mandates that the governor issued last night. So we know about the restaurant and bars, and you can go to the state's webpage and hit their coronavirus link. But they also issued a mandate on traveler guidance, which is an escalation of a health alert that they issued on Sunday. So they updated that from an alert to a mandate. What they're saying is that if you are returning back into town anywhere in the country, you're in a medium risk group, and they're saying that you need to take your temperature 2 times a day, monitor for fever, watch for cough, watch for breathing, and so on. So if you are back in town, you need to go read the mandate from the state.
Thank you. My next question is
and
about...
Shelley, can,
yes, go ahead. Please go ahead.
Can I just add to that? So far we have 6 cases in Alaska, none in general so far, but they've almost all been linked to travel. So this is a serious concern for all the community. So we just ask for anybody that's getting off the plane to really practice social distancing and washing their hands a lot and staying away from people.
Absolutely. My next question is about the announcement today that Canada has closed its northern border to the U.S., do you know how this will affect us here in Alaska in Juneau? And does that include the border that we also share with British Columbia and the Yukon Territory?
So from my understanding, it's a closing of the border to non-essential travel. So we're not 100% sure if getting goods and goods across the border is considered essential travel, if we have anything coming that way. But we're still trying to figure that out. I just had a call with Senator Murkowski's and Sullivan's office, and we're still trying to figure that out, exactly what that means.
A lot of people are worried about the supply chain. Is there any indication that will be disrupted at this time?
I think we're okay. So we talked to Admiral Bell the other day. So the Coast Guard is paying attention to interstate shipping and supply chain. And he was not concerned at this time. So I think people have seen, you know, a lot of shopping at grocery stores, and some of that is very good. People are stocking up and making sure they have supplies. And also the ferry's been running. We've had people from the villages in. But I don't have any indication that we've got any kind of supply issues.
Well, that's really reassuring. Thank you.
Yes, and I was just actually at Costco because I wanted to see what it looked like. And one of the workers that actually knows where I am said, we are getting another shipment tomorrow. So as far as we know, the barges are running well, and hopefully we'll catch up to everything that is off the shelves. So right now they did have toilet paper, but they're restricting one package per family.
Now that's down from when I was last there. You could get two, but I suppose, you know, it's probably smart. What else is new or breaking this afternoon that you'd like to share with our listeners?
So the biggest thing is our staff is staffed up, the EOC. And so if you we're trying to get hold of staff today, that's what's going on with them. And I'll let Rory fill in the details of that.
What is the EOC?
So the EOC is the Emergency Operations Center. So we participate in emergency planning in a unified command format that's coordinated across all agencies. So Bartlett, the state, the Coast Guard, the city, all governmental partners participate. We have all the same training, same structure. So standing up the EOC means that we're organizing ourselves in a way that allows us to pursue multiple tasks all at the same time in an organized manner so that we can share resources and make sure that we're not having conflicts on allocation of people or supplies. So the EOC is stood up, and we also have a number of task forces that are working on very specific activities. We have a task force that is working on starting a drive-through screening facility. So some people may have seen that Anchorage has just started one of these. It was in the Anchorage paper yesterday, and there are some in Seattle. You're going to see one soon in Juneau. We're hoping to have that up and going by the end of the weekend. We also have a second task force that is looking at the airport. So there's a lot of question about returning travelers and whether they're getting the information from the governor's mandate and whether we ought to be checking on them and checking for a temperature, and if so, what kind of guidance, voluntary or required, we might be giving them. So we have a task force that is in, you know, working on that airport issue. And we have a third task force that is looking at our homeless population. CDC has issued guidelines on social distancing for vulnerable populations, and we have a number of people in our shelters that are in the vulnerable category, and we need to make sure that we can separate them out to limit transmission because we're exposed if we had a case in one of the shelters. So we're probably going to be standing up additional homeless sheltering facility in the next couple of days, so stand by on that. And the goal there is to give more room amongst vulnerable populations per the guidance from the CDC and the state.
Great. Mayor Weldon, anything to add to that?
The only thing I can add to that is, beside those three official task force, myself and two other assembly members are reaching out to the senior communities through different agencies and just trying to see if there's any seniors that are falling through the cracks, but there's nobody to check on them. We will just want to make sure that they're able to get groceries, their medication, and just someone to check on them, just to talk with them, because we're asking the senior population to pretty much stay inside and keep themselves pretty isolated. So we just don't want people to feel left out and get lonely and concerned with everything. So that's not an official task force, but that's something that three of us are trying to figure that out.
Excellent. Thank you both again so much for talking to me today. We're just about out of time, but I hope we can talk to you again tomorrow and hear what the latest is at that time.
We will be here.
And the best place to find out the latest information from CBJ?
Our website, juneau.org.
All right. Thank you both so much for your time. I know you're very busy.
All right, or you can tune in again to KTO at 6:50 tomorrow morning.
All right, that's a good plan, too. Thank you both so much, Mayor Beth Weldon, City Manager Rory Watt.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.